The legislation would create an appointed board in Wisconsin to design model standards for English, math, science, and social studies. The state superintendent would propose standards. Then a legislative committee would pick its favorite, the superintendent's or the board's. Right now, the superintendent's Department of Public Instruction sets academic benchmarks. Republican Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt does not like the arrangement.
DPI just kind of largely decides when they're going to review them, and then they just do that, and there's no time frame set for that. What this bill would do is set up a process so that within a six-year period of time, the four what you might call major academic areas would all be reviewed and potentially altered during that six-year period of time.
Thiesfeldt also criticizes DPI for abandoning the new standards it had been preparing for Wisconsin.
And when the Common Core standards came to the forefront, DPI simply pushed the revisions they were making aside and adopted Common Core. And that was done without any kind of a process in place. There was little information that was given out to schools. There were no public hearings, and that is a process that needs to be changed.
Thiesfeldt insists the bill would not automatically do away with Common Core in Wisconsin.
Representative Thiesfeldt can say that it's unlikely to happen. I'm saying it's likely to happen.
That's Superintendent Tony Evers. He doesn't like the fact that the governor and legislative leaders would pick most of the 15 board members.
It's all about setting standards in Wisconsin partisan.
And Ever says Common Core is working.
And when the Common Core standards came to the forefront, DPI simply pushed the revisions they were making aside and adopted Common Core. And that was done without any kind of a process in place. There was little information that was given out to schools. There were no public hearings. And that is a process that needs to be changed.
Despite Evers' claims of success, Wisconsin is not the only state rethinking Common Core. Michelle Ekstrom works for the National Conference of State Legislatures.
We're tracking legislation in all 50 states, and we're seeing a good number of legislation both addressing whether or not it's an appropriate action for their state in general, and then also a good number of bills that are working to implement the legislation as well.
Ekstrom says of the 46 states that adopted Common Core, about half are taking another look. She says in most states, like Wisconsin, the issue never went before lawmakers because other state agencies are tasked with setting education standards. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.